Nurses are leaders, we are educators, and we're innovators.
Welcome to See You Now and our Nurses Are series. I'm Rebecca McEnroy, executive producer for See You Now. This series is really special because, as we know, nurses are making the world a better place by leading in communities, health systems, and public spaces, by showing up for all of us and each other every day in so many different ways. In this first episode, we shine the light on one nurse who embodies what Walt Whitman referred to when he wrote, "I am large, I contain multitudes."
My name is Annie Jenkins. I work for a hospice in Virginia. I grew up in a small town in West Virginia. It's very rural. And what got me into healthcare and nursing was my father. I'm the first nurse in my family. And so my dad was a 40-year fireman. He passed in 2014, but I always saw how impactful he was in our community and how everybody knew him and how he would just jump up at the drop of a hat to go and help people. And so I became an LPN and had some really great mentors who encouraged me to go back to school. And so in 2017, I graduated my associate from a small college in West Virginia. In 2022, I went back to school, got my bachelor's. And then in 2024, I got my master's. And now I'm currently in the pursuit of working on my doctorate in nursing and just want to get to the most advanced level of nursing that I can get to, because I know that that will help my rural community with education and having an impact in my small community. Nurses, we meet people where they are, and especially in my role now, I work in all parts of rural Virginia. And so we see people from, they may live in a mansion up in Loudoun County by Dulles Airport, or they may live in a trailer in a holler somewhere, which is on a dirt road. Some specific challenges that, especially in West Virginia, that we face are access to care, substance abuse, and technology, not having the right technology to be able to talk to your providers, and also income. Our income level is not as high as our surrounding area. So you have a lot of nurses who are leaving the state because we can make more money in Maryland, DC, Virginia than what West Virginia will pay. And so they say, what's the benefit? You are what you see. And so I want to be able to be an example for other young nurses. I'm a nurse educator by trade. I love having students to mentor them and show them the pathway into nursing education. I love to go to recruiting events because I can go to from high school to community colleges, tech schools, even advanced colleges like four-year colleges, where we can talk to students who may not have an interest in nursing, but after talking with them and showing them that you can go and be a leader, you can be in informatics. There's so many specialties that nursing can be in, but especially in rural health where I work in, sometimes we are the voice and we are the subject matter expert. And so a lot of people will come to us to get information or to get resources. And so that's one thing that's really impactful and why I do the work that I do, is because I want to make sure that I can help connect those dots together. My journey of being involved didn't happen early on in my career. I started really getting involved maybe 6 years ago. I didn't know that there were all these other things that I could be a part of to make an impact. And when I think about burnout and how stressful it is to be a nurse, right? Because I was there. I was there during COVID. I was going to quit nursing. I was going to go get an IT degree. That's what I was going to do. But I went to this conference in DC, and it was through the Black Nurse Collaborative. Ever since then, I've just been on this path of, okay, nurses general, get involved. Get involved in your state. Get involved in these professional organizations because you have a voice. And advocacy, it's in our code of ethics, is one of the things that we are charged with doing as a duty as a nurse, is to make a change. One little voice can make an impact. And that's why I say, if we just come together as one mighty fist, we can help drive change for the better for everybody. Being a nurse, you're more than just one title. You're more than that. For many years, I saw myself as just Andy the nurse who was working a job, collecting a paycheck, until burnout happened. And then I had to really disconnect to see that I was more than just the nurse. Yes, I am the nurse, but I'm more than just the nurse. I'm Annie the mom, Annie the wife, Annie the daughter, Annie the healer, Annie the educator. So sometimes nurses can carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and you have to take that weight off and look inside and say, wait a minute, you are more than just this one aspect. You're not one dimensional. You're 4, 5, 6 dimensions sometimes, because you can put that hat on and go. I'm Annie Jenkins. I'm a nurse educator, and I'm a leader. I'm an innovator. I'm an advocate, and I'm a change agent.
Nurses are political leaders, catalysts, entrepreneurs, and so much more. You can find more information about the Johnson & Johnson Nurses Are campaign at nursing.jnj.com/voices. And you can listen to more Nurses Are features, find Nurse Insights, or catch any of our podcast episodes where we shine a light on the nurses who are solving for some of today's biggest challenges wherever you get podcasts. See You Now is produced in partnership with Johnson & Johnson and the American Nurses Association. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.